Good morning. Let us pray before we read Bible this morning. Father, we come to you this morning. We would like to say thank you for your blessing in our life. This morning, we hunger for your love, we hunger for your word, Father. Please speak to us and open our eyes to see your plan. And we really want your plan happen in our life. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, I continue my series about multiplication. And then I would like to say this is the fourth point about the multiplication, how the church can multiply, grow fastly, and then bring the gospel to the end of the world. And when I was reading the book of Acts, I see that the fourth secret of multiplication is the willingness to pay the price. Or I can say, if all church members willing to sacrifice their life, then multiplication can happen. So I start with the problem of the church today. The problem of the church is not the oppression from outside, but really the problem of the church is they enjoy and stay at comfort zone. That's why there is a recent tell us that 90% of church activity happen and do for the believer, and then they only spend 10% of the church budget, of the church ability to serve outside people. That's why if we compare with Coca-Cola, you know that Jesus said, preach the gospel around the world, and then this commandment already tell to us around 2,000 years. And then Coca-Cola only around 60 years. But if you go around the world, you can see Coca-Cola in everywhere. Even in the small village, you can find a Coca-Cola. But the gospel still in the church. The reason because we stay in comfort zone. That's why this morning we learn from two examples how they leave their comfort zone in order to sacrifice their life and to bring the gospel around the world. First example, let us see the story of Stephen. We read from the book of Acts chapter 7. We read from the first, from verse 51. Acts chapter 7, 51. You men who are stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart ear are always resisting the Holy Spirit. You are doing just as your father did. Which one of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? They killed those who had previously announced the coming of the righteous one, whose betrayers and murderers you have now become. You who received the law as ordained by angel, and yet did not keep it. Now, when they heard this, they were cut the quick, and they began grasping their teeth at him. But being full of the Holy Spirit, he gazed intensely into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, behold, I see the heaven open up, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. But they cried with a loud voice, and they covered their ears and rushed at him with one impulse. When they had driven him out of the city, they began stoning him, and the witness lay aside their robes at the feet of a young man named Saul. They went on stoning Stephen as they called on the Lord and said, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then, falling on his knee, he cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. Having said this, he fell asleep. Brothers and sisters, really, Stephen is a good example for us how he willing to sacrifice himself in order to share the gospel. It is easy for him to escape from the punishment if he didn't say anything. But the problem is, it is the truth about Jesus Christ as Son of God. Because of this truth, Stephen shared out. And then when he shared out, people around him cannot accept it. That's why they took Stephen out and then they stoned to the dead. Sometimes the world cannot accept us because we share the gospel. Even sometimes they feel that our sharing is funny. But it's okay, brothers and sisters, if we have the purpose in our life to share the gospel, then we need to move on, like Stephen. At the last, he was died. But the Bible tells us he not died, but he fell asleep. That means one day he will wake up with Jesus. When he died, there is a young man called Saul. And then it is not like unfortunately, but the Bible really want to tell us that the diet of the Stephen is the day of newborn of Paul. Because when Stephen died, newborn soul is wake up. This called Saul. Stephen just speak for the religious leader, but Paul bring the gospel around the world. Look at this, a beautiful example how one person died but can bring life for another people. The second example we see from the story of Philip. Let's read verse 26. But an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Get up and go south to the road that descends from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert road." So he got up and went, and there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopian, who was in the charge of all her treasure. And he had come to Jerusalem to worship. And he was returning and sitting in his chariot and was reading the prophet Isaiah. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go up and join this chariot." Philip ran out and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "Well, how could I unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to come out and sit with him. Now the passage of the scripture which he was reading was this. "He was led a sheep to slaughter as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he does not open his mouth. In humiliation, his judgment was taken away. Who will relate his generation? For his life removed from the earth." The eunuch answered Philip and said, "Please tell me, of whom does the prophet say to this, of himself or of someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning from this scripture, he preached Jesus to him. Brothers and sisters, if Stephen are willing to share his life for other people, then when I read this story, I see that Philip willing to share his comfort zone. I want to compare Philip with today a famous preacher. We know that we can see there are some famous preacher in television, or they can make big revival meeting. Philip is the greatest example. He preached and many people believe Jesus Christ. So I can say that Philip is an international speaker. International speaker. But if you see the Bible carefully, you can see that verse 26, go up and go south to the route that descends from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert route. This is a desert route. No one wants to go to desert route because too hot. But Philip obeyed what the angel said. He left everything just to go to the desert road and then serve only one person. And as you know that eunuchs cannot have baby because they sacrifice themselves to serve the queen. And then what can eunuchs do if he believes Jesus Christ? But the Bible said this kind of eunuch have authority and popular. And that's why after he believed Jesus Christ, he bring the gospel to Ethiopian. That's why today we can see that there are many kind of Christianity from the West and from the East. From the West called Roman Catholic and then become Protestant. And then from the East, we can see that like Orthodox Christian and then they go from Ethiopians, Egypt, and around African. How can this gospel spread out, brothers and sisters? Because one person called Philip, who leave comfort zone, and then go to the desert road, and then to share the gospel for one person. Brothers and sisters, remember a few months ago, when Pinet preached from the book of John. Let's see the book of John chapter 12. Verse 24. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. He who loves his life loses it. And he who hates his life in this world will keep it to life eternal. If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. A wheat, still a wheat, if we put in the storage. But a wheat become dried if we put under the soil. But as the result of its diet, become a new plant, and then after that, produce so many wheat. Today, we are the wheat. Are we willing to put the wheat into the soil, sacrifice ourselves, leave our comfort zone in order to bring the gospel? Stephen lost his life, but after he died, newborn spiritual son happened. Saul become Paul. Philip leave his comfort zone. After he leave comfort zone, the eunuch from Ethiopians believe Jesus Christ. Today, there are so many stories tell us that when someone leave his comfort zone, he can do more effective. He can share the gospel around the world. The problem is how you can live this in order to fulfill God's commandment. The simple word is, what is your priority? What is your priority? Nah. I give you a small example. This is an empty box, and then I have 1 pound of sugar rock. Yeah, rock sugar, and then I have one pound of normal sugar, and I have 30 pieces of candy. If I put sugar the first one, and then the second I put 30 candy, and the last one, I cannot put rock sugar into this box, because rock sugar is too big. But the problem is simple. If I put, number one, rock sugar, because the big and then no form, I put it into the box. And then the second, I put 30 pieces of candy. And then the last one, I pour 1 pound of sugar. Then everything can fit in this box. If you don't believe me, then after this morning prayer, we can try it. What I want to tell you, rock sugar is our first priority. And this is our life. If we put number one, and then number two, and then number three, then everything look easy. Look easy. Today, the world take us into busyness. Busyness make us cannot see our priority. That's why we stay in comfort zone and we didn't take a walk and then do something to God. Brothers and sisters, last night, my last activity is praying. And then this morning, my first activity is praying. I really want to start my last night with prayer because I close 45 years old. And today I start with 46 years old with praying. That means I only have around 1/3 of my life. I already passed 2/3. Now I still have 1/3. This is the last journey. Yeah, I have a lot of things to do, but God speak to me. What is your priority? What is your priority? If you hit your priority, then your life will effective for other people, like Stephen, like Philip. A wheat, still a wheat, if we put on the storage. But a wheat will die when put in under the soil. But after that, give life for other people. Let us pray. How is your life this morning? What is your priority? Yeah. Let's see our priority, not using our own eyes, not using our family eyes, but using God's eyes to see everything that we say priority. If we using our eyes to see our priority, then we can see that there are so many priorities. But if we see our priority using God's eyes, only two things. Number one is first, commission. And the second is first, commandment. First, commission means bring the gospel. And then the second is first commandment means love other people. Let's make these two priority as our priority during we stay in this world. Then God will lead you into eternal joyful and happiness.